It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this happened over the weekend. You know how Naya Rivera died at the age of 33 this year?
Yeah.
5 months ago, to remind you of how weird and
five
awful.
5 months ago?
5 months ago, because it was the summer. Dude, it's December, Riggs.
I know.
It sounds crazy,
mind
but
F,
when you
dude.
Think about it, you're
mind
like,
F.
5 months ago, it was, 5 months ago, it was, 5 months ago, it was summer.
I mean, all that's, right.
Yeah.
Continue.
Anyway, her ex, Ryan Dorsey, who's now raising their four-year-old, posted a picture of them lighting the star on the tree, which is the classic family picture.
Yeah.
But that wasn't all he wrote. He wrote, along with the picture of him and his son he's now raising alone, hashtag happy holidays to all. You, and even you, all of you. Except you. I'm talking to you, 2020. Hashtag F2020. And he spelled out the whole word.
Yeah.
And that's fair. And he's been using social media to express himself as he's been grieving. Fine. I get it. Can't even imagine trying to process that.
I would think Vanessa Bryant probably feels the same way about it, 2020.
Yeah.
You know?
And
you took my husband and my daughter,
and
2020.
My daughter. Can't even. 2020 yeah. F you. Yeah.
There's so there a song about that.
And there's about 250,000 people who feel that way this year.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have. So crazy.
F2020, pretty much.
F2020.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. I want to hear what happened at this restaurant that you went to.
Well, I you know, everyone kept saying, Allie, you got to go to this place. And I was like, oh, I'd driven past it 1,000 times, didn't even notice it.
Okay, where's the place?
West Allis.
Okay.
It sells one of my favorite foods in the whole world, if not my favorite food. What do I love to go get, Riggs?
Anything meat related.
Yes.
Barbecue.
And close, but not even.
Euros.
Gyros.
Call them what you will.
I love gyros, which I know are called euros, but I love to call them gyros.
Call them gyros, just to make people real mad.
So you know I'm an Oakland gyros kind of gal.
Hell yeah.
But I'll be honest, I've never had a gyro I didn't like, okay? It's all about the sauce.
It's the sauce.
It's the sauce, you know?
It's that like cucumber, yogurt type sauce. This stuff is
so good. Jinx.
Damn it.
So maybe I had a bad sauce at some point in my life, but for the most part, if I get a gyro, I'm pretty happy.
Well,
okay?
Hell yeah.
So everyone, when I would go all the way to Oakland Gyros, whether I went to the one in Oak Creek or the one in downtown or whatever, they'd be like, Allie, you got to go to Golden Gyros in West Allis. And I'm like, what is this Golden Gyros? And it's right on Lincoln. I've driven past it. It's right by the hospital. I had both my kids at it. By
I've
West
driven
Allis,
by it.
Aurora's.
Yeah, I've driven by that. I've driven by it before too. Never
right?
stopped though.
Never
stopped.
But as a drive-thru.
Yeah.
So I was like, why have I never had that? Why have I never just driven? I don't live far from there. I'm in New Berlin, but I'm on the border of Stalas. I'm like, that's not that far for me. So I went and got a gyro last night.
Hell yeah.
And it was great. And I got a Greek salad and I was really happy. But here was the thing that killed me about. So this classic small town stuff.
Yeah.
I order and she goes, we're cash only. You cool with that? And I was like, oh, yes. Thank God I had a 20 in my purse because I never carry cash.
You always got to keep a spare 20.
Only places in 2020, I can, especially when you've been around for a while. I don't get it, you know?
I don't understand.
Pain in the ass.
There's a guy that he used to cut our grass, doesn't anymore, but he would only take cash or checks. He refused to go digital. Because I used to always say, can I Venmo you?
Oh,
can you
right.
send me a digital copy of the
Venmo
invoice?
Venmo is more reliable than someone
way
handing
more.
You money.
Way more.
It's like getting it from a bank.
And he was like, I like being old-fashioned and keeping like a written record of things. He goes, because I think it's easier to keep track of things.
Oh my
and
God.
He had at one point like missed sending me bills. Like I owed him money, but he didn't know because he was keeping a written record. When you do
parents,
things digital, you can keep a track of everything and it's easier to do your taxes too.
Do you understand? Not only do my parents still use their checkbook regularly, they balance it like right in it. And I say to my dad, you know that all that's online, every person you made is written down for you already online.
Yeah.
You can go look at I get on my bank account like 7 times a day.
You can even see the written check out to print it out like a scanned copy of it.
But he's old school, man. So I guess I don't know what the cash only thing is in 2020. For a restaurant that's been around a while, I think it's weird.
Maybe they don't have the infrastructure because it costs them a fee to take credit cards. You have to give up a certain percentage of your fees if you're taking credit cards.
Listen, if we talk about euros on the air, and I say Oakland euros three times, and seven people text in and say, you also have to try golden euros, that means they can afford to do the credit. I'm saying enough people told me about it. They're not. I would think they could afford it.
But those people have to go there all the time regularly for them to get the money to do it. So
true. Well, look, you can text in. I should have told people to text in their favorite euros while we're having this argument, because I've never had one I didn't like. I'll keep it honest with you.
You know who has a really good euro, by the way?
Salad makes me really happy, too.
414-799-1037. You'll think I'm crazy.
Oh, who?
Arby's.
I don't think you're crazy. I get euros at Arby's all the time.
Arby's has a really good euro.
They're not the same, because I had a really good one from Golden Euros last night in Oakland, but it's just, it's good enough.
Yeah.
It's good enough when you're going through a drive-thru.
Passable. Apollo Cafe has another good one downtown.
Oh, wait.
If you've ever been to Apollo Cafe.
Is that the one on Milwaukee Street?
I think it's on Brady.
Oh, Brady.
Yeah. I think so. I haven't been downtown in a long time because, hello, 2020.
I know.
But the Arby's one is...
I've gotten them from Euros West in Waukesha.
Yeah.
Those are really good. Like, I haven't had a Euro I don't like. I feel like a Euro connoisseur.
Find us a bad Euro.
Find me a bad gyro.
I dare you. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Some may have the Yule log. We have a Euro log. Somehow we got in the discussion of Euros. More on that in a second. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Angie in Stalas.
Yeah, I said, where are you from, Angie? She goes, Dirty Stalas.
Nice. Not allowed to call that anymore.
Well, we can call it whatever we want. The mayor is not a fan of it. But
no, he's not.
But Angie, you know, I was talking about how I went to Golden Euros in Stalas for the first time last night, but I've never had a Euro I didn't like, you know?
What up, Angie? We're talking about Euros.
Oh, my God. So their Euros are so good.
So good.
And on top of it, they're so big. Yeah. You can definitely make two out of one.
It's true. It was that big. I got the Supreme too, girlfriend, because the Euro Supreme has more meat. You know how like Euro places do that, Riggs, where you get the one that has extra meat and extra sauce? Because I don't eat the pita.
Yeah.
But you don't need the pita. I just dig in like it's a damn salad. It's just meat and the good sauce and the onions and the tomatoes.
Can you get it without the onions?
I don't care. I don't want it without the onions. I love the onions.
I don't want the onions.
How long has Golden Euros been around? Angie, how long has that place been there?
Oh, my God. I have no clue, but I'm pretty sure forever because when I moved to the neighborhood, they were like, if you like Euros, you have to go there. But the funny part is the first time I went there, I had like a $70 order. I got kids, a man. And they were like, no cash. I was like, my God. I was so disappointed.
So wait. That's her.
Out the credit card. What?
No, it's funny. We can hear your Siri in the background saying, turn left. It's hysterical. It's okay.
Getting confused, yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But wait. So you went there and you ordered $80 worth of food and you had no cash or not enough?
No cash.
Riggs.
I had to use the credit card I did not want to use, but it was so...
So they did take a credit card.
They took a credit card?
No, I used a debit at the... I had to use my debit card at the time machine.
Oh, she had to go to the ATM.
The time machine?
Drives me nuts, man. Yeah.
Was it a real time machine? They still have those things?
Oh, they do, and it's ancient. Believe you me, the buttons are all worn down.
It's ancient.
You have to push each button like
Why
five
are they still
cash,
cash only?
That's the way they roll.
It's to save money.
It is to save money, totally. You can save a lot of you use a lot of money as a small business by taking credit cards alone, because they take a fee, they take a percentage of that, and that eats at you if you're a business. If you're only making a couple $100 here and there, you gotta pay that to a credit card company.
My point is, as Angie said, it's been around as longer than she can remember. They're not like a new business,
which means that anybody that goes there should know that they only take cash. So now you know
unless
in the future.
You're like me, who's lived here 15 years, heard to go there and never went there till last night, and you went, oh, it's only cash. Thank God I had cash.
That's the price you pay for going open.
It's like Woodman's. The first time you go to Woodman's and you find out they only take debit or cash.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Costco does this. Costco does the same thing. Costco will only take Visa or Visa or cash. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
debit.
Weird.
Debit or
yeah.
cash. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Crazy. Well, thanks for calling, Angie.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Dallas. Awesome.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mike's on too. I have no idea what he wants to say.
What up, Mike?
Hey,
we're talking about Euros.
Yeah, for me, there have only been two real good Euro places. That's Ooh. Been Pegasus and Euros West.
Euros West, I've been to multiple times. Love their Euros. My dad likes to go there. That's one of those places my dad wants to go when he comes to town. He's like, let's go to Euros West and get a Euro.
I haven't tried the Euro at Pegasus, though. You say Pegasus, really?
The sauce is called the Tuskegee sauce.
You know why? Because they deliver on like DoorDash or something.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So I've had that one, and it's really good.
There you go.
Yeah. I've had Euros delivered. This is how much of a Euro problem I have. I've
what
had
you-
them delivered. I go to get them. I go through drive-thrus.
It's been one of those Euros 2020. It really has.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, Mike. I love
we'll
the
talk to you tomorrow.
Suggestions.
You can always text to 414-799-1037.
Oh, my gosh. So many texts.
Yep. We'll read them. This is straight up terrifying, this story. This is what happened down in Illinois.
Oh, my.
Not too far from here.
Oh.
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
What happened?
Just don't grab this when you go into a gas station.
Okay.
Don't be stupid about it, all right?
Okay.
By the way, our holiday helpers are going on through the 21st. You can make a virtual donation, and that will be turned into a physical gift with Toys for Tots. Go to 1037kissfm.com, and you can be a part of Riggs and Allie's holiday helpers. Click the adorable picture of us dressed up as elves.
The adorable. That's
so
debatable.
Adorable.
So cute.
It's totally adorable.
And thanks in advance.
So
somebody texted in and said, Riggs, don't say that as I'm going into the gas station. Somebody heard you say that.
Well, here, just make sure when you go and get gas station sushi.
I'm sorry, what?
Gas station.
Did you just say gas station sushi?
Sushi. Yeah, this is what happened with this woman in the story. Basically, she...
You know, I don't think I'm good for anything in the world, but it might be gas station sushi.
Some
might be where I draw the line that I'm too good for it.
You know what? Don't knock it, though. Some of the places have really good sushi. Like, I've seen some Sendix, some of those little quick Sendix.
Oh, but that's not a gas station. That's a Sendix.
Right.
But I will say Quick Trip has changed the game on food and gas stations.
They have. Quick Trip has yet to do sushi. I don't think they should.
They took it to another level.
They did.
And, like, I'll give them that.
Bro,
so maybe...
Quick Trip's fried chicken, if you haven't, please try it. It's amazing. It's incredible.
I love Quick Trip, but I'm a Speedway gal. What do you want? It's like I feel like I'm torn between two men. Like, which one do I go to today?
Do you want a full meal, a delicious meal, some Karuba coffee, or do you just want a quick soda?
A donut. Do you want a Greenies donut and move it along? No, go ahead.
So this is what happened to this woman down in Illinois.
Okay.
She stops and gets some gas station sushi because it's late. It's late at night. She grabs it and she puts
it
in her fridge.
Sounds like a good idea.
Then forgets about it.
Ugh.
5 days later, she's at home. It's late. There's no restaurants open. Everything is closed.
Oh, no.
So she eats the gas station sushi that's 5 days old now.
I wouldn't eat five-day-old sushi from somewhere that was awesome.
I wouldn't eat it from Screaming Tuna downtown.
Why would you eat five-day-old fish? Like, but go on. Okay.
Because then she got a tapeworm from it.
Ooh.
From eating five-day-old sushi, she starts hallucinating and, like, seeing things.
Knock it off.
Yes. She starts hallucinating. She gets, like, horrible stomach pains. No. No. She goes into the hospital. They gave her a pill, and it went away. I don't know how that worked with a tapeworm.
Well,
but this woman almost died from it. That's how this woman almost died.
Disgusting.
From five-day-old sushi.
Well, that'll teach you a lesson. One, don't buy it at the gas station.
Lesson two, eat it as soon as you get it.
Yeah.
It is freshness is paramount with sushi.
I mean, I
can't stress this enough.
Drive to the 24-hour McDonald's 7 miles away before I would eat the 5-day-old sushi.
Right. Now, 5-day-old chicken nuggets, that's a different story. You can eat those 5 days old. That's fine. See?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do you ever look back at something you wrote down and wonder what the hell you were talking about?
All the time.
I just looked down at my notebook that I wrote last week. I wrote, people I want to cuss out as a parent. And that's just like a list. Like, what was I talking about? Was I on one?
No, I remember
it's
this.
It's a full list. Like, it's just funny when you look back at your notes. People I want to cuss out as a parent. It just made me laugh. I just laughed on a Monday morning.
Yeah, I remember what you were talking about. Like the people that
notes.
Make things for kids that you want to cuss out.
I want to cuss out Lil Nas X,
yes.
Baby Shark. Like, it's a list for another time. But it just made me laugh looking at it right now.
Right.
I was like, oh, welcome to Monday. What did I write last week?
All
okay.
Right.
So Tom Brady and his perfect wife and his perfect family.
Yes.
Moved to Tampa. Now they've got the perfect temperature for their perfect life.
God. Yep.
No, he bought a boat. Of course, he's in Tampa, right? So he bought a 40-foot 40-foot state-of-the-art watercraft.
Okay.
So he can go out when he's in Florida.
Well, when you're in Tampa, it makes sense to have a boat.
I mean,
you have the money.
Of course, he's going to buy a boat. He spent millions on this boat.
Always been taught to find a friend with a boat because boat stands for break out another thousand. Boats are expensive.
Yeah.
There's always something that goes wrong with a boat. You got to fix. You got to replace. You got to be rich to have a boat.
Well, he's in the middle of a two-year, $50 million deal. Like,
he's fine.
What's a boat?
What's a boat?
You know what I mean? Like, what's a boat when you're making 50 mil?
Him buying a boat
is like us.
That's us renting a movie for $50 or buying something for $50.
I do joke about them having a perfect life, but honestly, when you have everything at your fingertips, life is not that exciting.
Like, no.
I actually wouldn't want to be them at the end of the day because how boring. I'm so bored I got to buy a boat today. Like, could you imagine that's your Sunday afternoon activity?
Got to buy a boat.
I'm just trying to get the water bill paid, but Tom Brady, boy, he's going to buy a boat on a Sunday.
Screw that guy. Screw that guy. This doesn't make any sense to me, Allie. It just doesn't make
any sense.
It doesn't make sense why someone would do their tree like this.
What?
Why you would decorate a Christmas tree like this.
What's wrong?
It's 103.7 KISS FM. So there's a video that's now trending on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the thing now where people putting up their holiday decorations.
Yeah.
They're putting up how they do their trees. They're putting all their Christmas decorations.
I've never seen so many people have their lights up this early. It's great.
Yes.
We're bored.
Sure. It's
and
great.
It changes the atmosphere.
It totally does.
Which is why I wanted mine up.
We put up our tree last night. It totally changes the atmosphere of the room.
Totally. You got to be able to look at it.
Yeah.
Don't put it in a window. I want to stare at it.
Yep. This is what we do with ours. Ours is right by the TV so we can look at the TV. Look at the tree. Look at the TV. Look at the tree.
Yeah.
Right in the same room.
Screw the people driving by. They don't need to see my tree.
Now, how do you put the lights on your tree? Do you have a pre-lit tree or do you put the lights on your tree?
I put the lights on.
Okay.
I put the tree up. It's fake. And then I put the lights on.
Okay. So how do you put the lights on?
What do you mean?
Like,
I wrap them around.
You go around the tree, start at the bottom, go to the top?
Isn't that what everybody does? You wrap them around the tree?
That's called the coil method. And apparently that coil method is wrong.
What do you mean?
According to a British woman who does this for a living for her job. She says this on her, listen to this.
If you're coiling your Christmas tree lights, you're doing it wrong. Decorating Christmas trees used to be part of my job. We used the zigzag method. It means you don't waste lights around the back of your tree. And if a set breaks, you can take them off really easily.
It's the zigzag method is what she uses. I put a video. You can see it. It's on our story at 103.7 KISS FM on our Instagram story. So what you do is you start from the bottom of the tree with a strand of lights. You go up to the top and then back down to the bottom. And you zigzag up and down.
You go vertical.
Instead of horizontal.
She says you're supposed to put the Christmas lights on up and down?
Because most people have it in like a corner or against a wall. And she said this way you don't have to waste lights on the back of your tree. And it's way easier to take them down, apparently, if you do it this way, because she said she's decorated so many Christmas trees in her, I guess that was her job at some point. This is how they did them. And if you have the lights on the outside, they're on the tips of the branches, so you get maximum sparkle if you do it that way, because the lights are more exposed.
Look, I'm not saying she's wrong, because I don't know what the right method is. I just thought you wrapped them around.
That's the way I've always done it, too.
You're telling me I'm supposed to vertically be putting my lights on. Mike's on the phone in Hartford. He said he wants to talk about the lights, because
I've always done it the coil method, too. I've always wrapped it around and gone all the way up to the top.
Change though.
I don't think I want to either. Because the video of her doing it, it looks weird. It just looks awkward.
Does the tree look good when she does them?
Oh yeah,
the lights
looks
up
amazing.
And down instead
looks
of
amazing.
Sideways or whatever.
Yes, it looks amazing.
Vertical instead of horizontal.
Mike, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Mike. What
so,
up?
I didn't hear about this lady from Britain or wherever.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
I'm sure. No, she's British.
Well, maybe
so
she's both.
I saw a video of a lady on TikTok that only did the front of her tree with colored lights.
Okay.
And her tree is like 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay. And it looked great. She woke up in the morning because all the lights were on one side of the tree. The tree fell over because there was so much weight on the one side of the tree.
Oh, that makes sense, because then it's off balance.
And so we do the coil method because we wrap put ornaments around the entire tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also put it in front of a window, but in a corner kind of. So people, and I opened up the small blind that's right by the tree so people outside can see it.
You're so thoughtful.
They don't see in our house.
Mike is so much nicer than us. I just said I won't put mine in the window because I want to look at it. He's so much more thoughtful.
That's for me, you know, me and my wife only.
People are so much nicer than us.
They are. They really are. So you do the coil method. So do you do lights first and then ornaments? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, so we have a real tree and a fake tree.
You have both? Jeez.
Oh, okay.
from my wife's grandparents and parents. We put those on the artificial tree because I know the branches are sturdy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I put, like, our fun ornaments, like my wife's got Harry Potter ornaments. I've got superhero ornaments.
Sure.
Growing up that we put on the fake tree, on the real tree, because yep. they're not as valuable as the antique ornaments are.
Does everybody
do
this?
I don't know how strong the branches are.
By the way, Mike, I got you and Riggs can film. Everybody must have years and years of ornaments.
Is yes.
that how? Because you understand, I grew up Jewish. We had Hanukkah. So now my kids have all these ornaments that people have given them, their grandmas,
yeah.
their friends. And I'm like, is this? So now I have years and years of ornaments from my kids. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys are like in your 30s with all these ornaments.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when I got divorced having to separate and give my ex-husband all his ornaments back from his childhood, which is even funnier to me. Yeah.
I don't have too many from when I was a kid. I have more ornaments from when I was an adult living by myself and accumulating ornaments. Like, I was a big fan of Cars. My nephew was a fan of Cars.
The Pixar movie?
Cars ornaments.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Superman, I've got a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. And Christmas Vacation ornaments.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I've collected them as an adult that are fun ornaments for me. Because they bring back like stuff that I enjoy as a kid and stuff like that.
But you still do the coil method on all your trees. Coil. You don't do the zigzag method.
I've never heard it called coiling, which is what means what? Circling?
Yeah, wrapping it around, essentially.
I have a heavier ornament. I actually hang it on the Christmas light strand instead of the branch, because then I know the strand is supported by a couple branches.
Okay.
So
all
something should fall off the tree.
Okay. All right.
So serious.
I don't think anybody does the up and down zigzag method. I don't think anybody does that. And if you do, I would like to hear from you. 414-799-1037. Maybe there's one person out there that does it.
Jen texted in. She said, I did the vertical way this year. I think it looks like trash. That's what Jen texted in. Again, you got to call to 414-799-1037.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, dude. We got people calling. We'll talk to you next. 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. Vertical up and down with your tree lights, or do you wrap it around the tree, the coil method?
Wrap it around like everyone else.
Exactly. Hold on, what? People actually, do they do the zigzag method, the up and down method of decorating your tree?
Somebody texted in. I read the one from Jen that said she tried the up and down and it was bad. And somebody else said they tried the zigzag is the best. They learned about it a couple years ago. It looks great and super easy to do. So now I don't know what to do with my Christmas lights.
So there, apparently a lot of people wrap around the tree. They start at the bottom or the top and you wrap them around. That's called the coil method, which we just learned this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go vertical, up and down. Start at the bottom and go to the top and use a zigzag method, which is a different method altogether. Which
somebody texted in, I'm a zigzagger since 2001.
What?
And somebody else said, vertical is only okay on outside trees for those that still want to do holiday decorations but are just too lazy to do it.
Amen.
Right. LOL.
Amen. So if you were that person that texted, we'd love to hear from you. You can also call that same number, 414-799-1037. Dawn, what up? Good morning.
Hey, girl, in Milwaukee.
Morning.
I do the coil method.
Okay.
And we've had, since I was a baby, we've always cut our Christmas tree down.
Hmm?
And yourself?
What?
Go to a tree farm, and we cut our Christmas tree down.
You little lumberjack, you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, got a good man and had a good dad.
There you go.
There you go.
Does he use a chainsaw to cut it down, or do you use an axe like an old, like an axe?
It's like a regular saw.
Oh, wow.
But this is the first year getting a little older and decided to get a fake tree.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I roll with fake trees.
Me too.
Well, it came with 400 lights. I added 1,200 more.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's 7.5 feet tall, but I have ornaments that go back to 1973.
Wow.
Jeez. And you're only 25. That's amazing.
Hand-me-down ornaments? Were these hand-me-down ornaments, apparently?
No, some of them were actually handmade for me.
I know, we were being sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah.
We were acting like we were kidding.
I have some straight from Poland. My grandma's from Poland.
Oh, nice. Same.
What up?
But both my kids have ornaments from the year they were born all the way up until this past year, and family ornaments. So it's been a little hard breaking them apart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's time, both my kids, neither one of them live at home, so it's time to kind of give them their own ornaments and let them go off on their own.
All right. Mm. But you new and true to the coil method, even with your pre-lit tree. You go around, you wrap it around.
I never...
Absolutely, because we've had four trees fall.
I guess I need to work on my vocabulary because the coil thing is something I've never said about lights on a tree. I coil them. No, I just wrap them around.
The coil, like, yeah.
I feel like I've added a new word today to my vocabulary.
You have. Dawn, thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You guys have a great morning.
You too. Somebody said, I have ornaments from when I was a kid. My parents actually send a yearly ornament dated on the back for my kids. Love looking through them. Yeah, I got
my mom loves to give ornaments as gifts, and she'll look for events, like life events, like a first Christmas or a first Christmas in a new house.
Oh.
So we have an ornament that says, like, from 2012, and it's a picture of my wife and I in front of our house with the sold sign. It's like,
oh my gosh.
It's like when you have kids
and you get the three, you get the mom and the dad and the baby, and then you have another one, you get the mom and the dad and the baby and the baby, and then you get divorced like me, and then you have the mom and the baby and the baby. I love those ornaments.
Those are the great ones. The single mom ornaments. They need more of those.
It's like an emoji.
They do. Well, you can always call.
Seriously.
Or you can text us. It's 414-799-1037.
Getting lots of texts. People like to zigzag, apparently.
Coil or zigzag, doesn't matter. Decorating your tree. It's Kiss FM. Ooh, it's a perfect place to go if you're angry, to get out your anger.
I'm only angry like three times a week.
You're angry more than that. Come on now.
Three times a week.
Three times?
Three times.
What are you doing the other?
And when my kids piss me off, that's about nine times a day.
Okay, see, it's way more than that. It's 103.7 KISS FM. By the way, we're doing Holiday Helpers again this year. You can go to 1037kissfm.com. Holiday Helpers, you basically make a virtual donation. We will turn them into physical gifts with Toys for Tots.
Yep.
And help out families right here in Wisconsin. Go to 1037kissfm.com, and you could be a Holiday Helper again this year.
Yes.
We're making it happen. So there's a place called the Rage Room that's in Milwaukee. Have you heard of the Rage Room?
I've heard of these, but I don't know if I've ever really looked at the one here. Is there one here?
We have one here. It's in Butler.
I thought you were going to say it was downtown.
No,
Butler?
It's not. It's in Butler, yeah.
I'm sure this is the first. To get out my anger?
Well, yeah, if it's worth it to get out your anger. So you go to this Rage Room, right? And they have all this sorts of stuff. You can buy different packages and just break things. So
that's
you
amazing.
Put on like a jumpsuit and like a helmet.
Uh-huh.
And you got gloves on, so you got protective equipment. And they'll give you like vases. And you have a baseball bat. You can break a fax machine if you want to. You can break furniture. You can break windows. You can break all this stuff, dude.
I needed this after my divorce.
Yeah, you
did.
Like,
I was really angry.
Well, people need it after 2020, dude. It's been an angry year. A lot of people are angry for a lot of different reasons.
You're right. I forgot how pissed off I was. I got happy for a second in December and forgot what was happening.
See? But this place, I guess they opened like in February and then had to shut down because of COVID. That's when they opened.
Can you imagine opening a damn business in February or March of 2020?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
They said they had to close for a couple months. They opened back up at like the end of May and they've been open since. So they're getting some business here and there. But
Rage Room in Butler. I don't really go anywhere, but I would go out alone. If I can come to your Rage Room and let it out, man.
I might go there on Thursday for my birthday. Just go to break some stuff.
Oh, my God.
I just want to go break something. I've always wanted to swing a baseball bat at something and destroy it. And you can do that here. It's like safely. Like it's, you can sign the waiver and do it.
I swear to God, I'll start a Rage Room in my house.
I'll start a Rage Room.
You come in and destroy my stuff and pay me. Have at it.
Just put all the stuff you don't need anymore.
Go into my garage. I don't mess with that stuff anyway. It just sits there.
Yeah. I want to take a chainsaw to a copy machine. Can I do that there?
That sounds fun.
It does.
I'm in.
It sounds really fun. Can we make that happen?
You must just go to junkyards and pick up crap.
Yeah. It's RageRoomMKE.com if you're interested. Commercial free on KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Whoa, dude. She's lost 61 pounds. Rebel Wilson coming out with her new body.
Wow.
61 pounds lighter. You know what's funny? We talked about her face looks the same. That's what's so funny. Her body is like smaller, but her face looks the same, which is really kind of a mind F when you're looking at her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some people don't carry their weight in their face. You did that too.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
My face is a lot smaller now since I've lost weight, but she just looks the same to me in the face. I mean, actually, when you see like, not even trying to be mean, her double chin is gone. Like, she did have a double chin. All that stuff's gone now when you look at her updated
picture. We all have one if we put our neck down a little bit. Everybody got a double chin.
But she said her weight was something that she took as a disadvantage. She saw it that way. Because she said, no one thinks if you're fat, you're going to be an actress. Everyone's going to love you. She said she turned it into a positive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's true. It is hard to be an overweight actress. I mean, they get so much pressure.
And then they get typecast as the goofy girl, like Megan McCarthy.
Or Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy.
Sorry.
And Rebel Wilson to get typecast as, the
big funny girl.
The big funny girl.
It's like Chris Farley was typecast as the big fat funny guy when he was still alive.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But now, look what's going to happen. So she's already the big funny girl, and so she's had to use her personality all these years. And now she's skinny, and she's still funny, and she's still got a good personality.
Hey, fat or skinny, I think she's hilarious either way.
Yeah.
I have a friend that just lost a whole bunch of weight, and I tell him the same thing I tell people that lose weight is make sure you're still as happy on the inside as you look on the outside. Because some people lose it, and they're still unhappy.
Well, because you feel like the same person.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, I feel better and more confident, but I still have the same problems I had before I lost 150 pounds. I still have the same insecurities.
Yep.
I still have the same. Yeah, I feel better.
Yeah.
I worry about less things. My quality of life's better. But I still have the same damn problems, okay?
I know how many people that have been depressed and they're upset about things. They're like, maybe if I lose weight, I'll feel better. Nope, still unhappy.
Well, I'm a perfect example of that because I always said, if I could lose weight, I wonder if I would just be happy. And I am happier.
Happier. Yeah.
But it doesn't fix your problems, no.
Nope.
It just adds, it makes it better.
Makes you feel better.
Yeah, I want to stay this weight. I don't want to, I wouldn't trade it.
Right.
Right, but.
Rebel Wilson, look at her.
You still are the same person. Rebel Wilson lost 61 pounds.
Wow. St. Nick's Day was over the weekend.
I forgot, because I didn't have my kids. So what do I care about St. Nick's Day?
Exactly.
It's like Christmas happening when they're gone. And you're like, whatever, not my problem.
Exactly.
Well, honestly, they came home and I just forgot it had been St. Nick. I saw people post about it. I saw kids get stuff. My ex always does it, which is fine.
Okay.
But I never even heard of it till I moved to Wisconsin.
It's a Wisconsin thing, total. It's a regional
thing.
Never heard
of
regional.
It.
So it's like Sweet Estates. Something stupid that we made up to buy more crap for ourselves.
Kind of, yeah.
That we
really
don't need.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then kids' expectations are obnoxious because here in the now in December, they want a whole nother gift. So my kids came home last night from their dads and they're like, did St. Nick come? It wasn't hello. It wasn't hi, haven't seen you in 4 days. Hi, mommy.
Did St. Nick come?
Did St. Nick come? Not even a greeting. I was so pissed. I go, no, he didn't. And then they look at me disappointed and they walk away. So they don't even hug me. They don't even say hello. They're mad that St. Nick didn't come to my house. Yet they're carrying all the crap he brought to their dad's house, the Pokemon stuffies. I'm like, you're so spoiled. I'm like, he didn't come here. I never even heard of St. Nick's Day. I grew up Jewish. Your expectations are crazy.
Yeah.
But you have this thing when you're divorced now where kids are disappointed because in one house, I would never tell him to stop doing it. I want him to keep doing it so I don't have to.
Yeah.
But they think they're going to get something from St. Nick at my house.
You
I'm
can't
sorry.
Double dip with St. Nick, bro.
No,
you can't.
And that's
you
what
can't.
I said to him when they're like, did he come here too?
No,
this is the problem
with
being
dad's.
Divorced. Yeah, but then you can't do that at Christmas. Santa goes to both houses, so explain that one to kids.
Because St. Nick is a different holiday altogether. You're supposed to only get like fruit and coins, like really cheap gifts for St. Nick's Day. It's not supposed to be a bunch of big gifts on St. Nick's Day. That's what I've always been told about St. Nick's Day. It's always like fruit and coins is like the legend of St. Nick goes back to that.
It's turned into kids get a lot of stuff, and I just didn't
more than
do
they
it.
Need.
But a lot of people do celebrate it, so I'm like, am I the only one who didn't? I don't know.
There was somebody dropped off something in our mailbox on Saturday. One of my wife's friends brought her gifts for St. Nick's Day.
What?
And I went, what?
Wait, adults do it?
Adults did it this weekend.
Adults
yes.
Adults don't do St. Nick.
And she's running around the house going, I have to find something to put in the mailbox.
No.
I go, what do you mean? She goes, my friend said she's bringing something by for St. Nick's Day, and now I have to leave her something. And I go, well, that sounds like a her problem. She said she's bringing it by here. You don't have to all of a sudden run around and find a gift to give her now.
The pressure's on.
The pressure is on to give something back,
so
too.
So you didn't do St. Nick growing up?
No, never did. Never heard about it until we moved here. Same thing as you.
Weird.
Never
and
did St. Nick's Day.
You had Christmas your whole life. So
yeah, I was raised Catholic. We did Christmas the whole shebang, yeah.
And you grew up in Indiana, but then we moved here, and it's like, I've lived here so long, I forget not knowing about it, but at the same time, is it?
What did St. Nick bring to your house over the weekend? Is that the question?
I guess. Or did he even come? And who the hell is this guy that's raising my children's expectations?
He's Santa Claus.
Enough already.
Same guy. 414-799-1037.
Well, Hudson always says the same thing this year. It's his new joke. He's the jokester. Santa should get arrested for breaking and entering. I'm like, okay, enough with the Santa jokes.
Santa has a warrant.
Somebody
he's got permission
it
for
in.
That.
And you can call this number too, 414-799-1037. Yeah. I'm 23, and my parents always do St. Nick, and it's generally fuzzy socks, movies, or a gift card. Well, a gift card's better than fuzzy socks.
Yeah,
okay?
It is. Way better. You know that as a Jew growing up.
Right?
Hanukkah socks.
Oh, my mom, I'll never forget it. My mom made us all nightgowns, like sewed them. Because that's what she did in the 80s. She sewed the nightgowns, and that was our Hanukkah gift, and I cried.
When you have eight
nights of... I was such a little brat.
8 nights of gifts, you don't get 8 awesome gifts. Ugh. You get socks one night.
It's such a myth that Hanukkah kids got all the good stuff.
No,
we didn't.
They don't.
We didn't, okay?
414-799-1037. St. Nick's Day. Your thoughts. We want to talk to you next. Hold on. We forgot about something with St. Nick's Day, Allie.
What?
Krampus.
What is Krampus?
You don't know who Krampus is?
No.
You've got to believe in St. Nick.
I don't even know who St. Nick is, okay? How do I know who Krampus is?
St. Nick is Santa Claus, obviously.
Okay.
It's another nickname for Santa Claus.
Why do we call him Santa?
Oh. Krampus is like a half goat, half demon that takes the bad children and like punishes them and eats them the night before St. Nick's Day.
These are both ridiculous imaginary, I mean real people.
They're real people, man. They're real.
Real people.
Krampus will eat your children if they're not good.
Somebody texted and they said, I grew up in New Berlin my entire life. My mother has always tried to find an excuse to give us little tokens of appreciation
of
and
course.
Love. She would make sure guardians brought gifts, not only Santa and the Easter Bunny, but she also contracted the Great Pumpkin and St. Nick to make sure she could spoil us throughout the year.
The Great Pumpkin? Jeez.
I guess I'm a bad mom. Jessica
and Waukesha, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Did St. Nick come to your house?
Listen, okay, so I'm like Ellie with a single mom of two. Except my ex-husband's girlfriend has two kids.
Oh, God.
So St. Nick not only came to my house because I had the girls this weekend, but he came to his house.
Because the girlfriend does the shopping.
The double dipping.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. As a single mom, we get it. If our men didn't have a woman in their life, they wouldn't be getting the gifts. Women hold it together for our exes, and that's the only reason I'm grateful for my ex being remarried.
Right. Because he now has a woman in his life that can
single
take care of that
women
stuff.
Think
yeah.
about these things. I literally am like, I'm grateful there's a woman there to hold it together.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And it's so funny because,
so true.
Riggs, I grew up thinking St. Nick's is fruit and coins and little dollar store trinkets.
Yeah.
That's what I always got.
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to
my
be.
My kids are like, Mom, can you get us the new LOL dolls?
No.
And they're like $15 a piece.
No, you're getting a couple clementines and a quarter.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Or nothing.
You should be happy that Krampus didn't eat you last night.
Exactly. I think I spent maybe $20 a piece on my kids, and it's mainly because every year I get them a Christmas ornament.
Okay.
So that's a good
and
time to give
like
them that.
$8.
Yeah. All right. So St. Nick came not once but twice between your two split
a
households.
A Christmas ornament is a good tradition to put on St. Nick Day, and
right.
then you're giving them something that
yeah.
goes somewhere and not just some random coloring
yes.
book they're
yeah.
going to trash anyway. You know what I mean?
Right. We cut out the coloring books. Years
the
ago,
coloring books. See? Do... Riggs, I know yes. the staples of parents. Coloring books. There you go.
Yep. Because
yes.
they look at them and they go, great.
We box of crayons.
Yes. Oh, right. We do the Christmas right. ornaments every year since my oldest was born.
These damn entitled kids. They don't like the coloring books.
Oh, that's funny.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling, Jessica.
I'm stack a mile high of coloring books.
Have a great day and
She's
thanks so
right.
much for listening.
I have a stack a mile high of coloring books.
I bet you do.
I should bring them in. That's funny.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jessica. Luke is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Luke.
Luke's in Milwaukee. Hey, Luke.
What's up, Luke?
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
If we were any better, we'd be you, Luke.
So, talking about everything that you all are talking about.
St.
So
Nick's
I
Day.
I just moved here from Indiana.
Yeah.
And I've been so confused about what St. Nick's is all about.
Me too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so I, I'm in Pick and Save yesterday and someone says that and I'm like, what is this? I've never heard what the hell
right.
you're talking
yeah.
about.
Right.
And was so confused.
Yeah. How are we one country? Let's just divide it all already by the states because we're living two different lives here.
We really
people.
Are.
I mean, how we lived a whole lifetime of like 20 years never hearing of St. Nick in a different, and I was in Illinois, I was in New Mexico, I was in Nevada, I lived in all these states. I never heard of St.
Luke,
Nick.
I'm like you, man. I grew up in Indiana. Never heard of it
never.
Before. Never. Not even,
yep.
I didn't
yep.
hear of Sweetest Day either. That's another thing you got to worry
either.
About in October, which is stupid.
Yep.
awesome.
All right, man.
Thanks, Luke.
So Luke is just as lost as we were about
it. Yeah.
Thanks, Luke. We'll
Somebody
talk to you tomorrow.
Somebody texted in, St. Nick is very common with Lutherans, and Wisconsin's full of them.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah,
there
they
you
are.
Go. Caitlin's in Sockville this morning.
What's up, Caitlin?
Hey,
sup?
Girl.
Hi, how are you guys?
We
Good.
Are awesome. So did you do St. Nick's Day over the weekend?
We did do St. Nick's over the weekend, but
right.
that's only because my fiance has done it his entire life.
Well, Oh, go on, yeah.
I've grown up in Sockville my entire life, but I did not know about St. Nick's until maybe 7th or 8th grade.
Okay.
When, like, all my friends were like, look at my cool new fuzzy socks. Or,
your
like,
parents...
this cool Hollister shirt that I got. And I was like, well, what is this?
The damn kids ruin it. See, this is the problem. You can act like it doesn't exist, but they go to school one day.
And then their friends have St. Nick.
And all their friends have all this garbage, and you're like, oh, another holiday I gotta take care of today.
Well, right. And so... all of a sudden I had kids when I got older, and now I have to do St. Nick's, and my parents have no idea. I didn't even know what day it was on. I was trying to figure it out. My fiance didn't remember because he's a man.
Right. So Caitlin only does it because her husband did
because
it.
Because he's a man.
Because he's a, what's, well, I mean, did anyone argue with her when she said that?
No.
No.
By the way, men that are listening that forget things all the time, you have this thing in your phone called a calendar that you can put things in that will remind you automatically.
No, no.
Use it.
Remember?
Use it.
They want us
use
to
it.
Take care of their calendar. Remember I started dating again?
I'm trying to teach men to be...
And a guy told me he wanted a woman to handle his calendar.
Listen, will you let me talk to the men and try
no,
to
I'm
train
pissed.
Them a little bit? Jeez, you can yell at them and go off at them.
He
you
said,
can let me talk to them and try to change them.
He said train them.
I'm
on.
Trying to train them. Come on.
Go ahead.
You got a guy here with a happy, healthy 10-year marriage that knows how to remember dates, that knows what's going on, men. Put dates in your calendars. Get with
right.
it. It's not that hard to do.
Your mommy's gone. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, bro. Caitlin, thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. So
right.
St. Nick's Day is a thing, and be careful.
Sorry, Caitlin. We started arguing outside of you. She's on the phone. We're yelling
right.
at each other.
The biggest order placed nationwide from Grubhub. This is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to know why this person ordered this.
I need to know more.
And the trendiest delivered foods of 2020. We'll tell you about that next.
Mm.
Speaking of helping out people, we
yeah.
were really talking about that, but we do holiday helpers every year.
Yes.
Every single year, Riggs and Allie's holiday helpers.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different this year, because in years past, you've been able to bring gifts and drop them off under our tree
and
here at the station.
And we've been like, oh, thank you, and we get to greet
yeah.
you and say thanks for the gifts.
But then 2020 happened and COVID, so, right.
And
we're
not
it.
Even open. Our office has been closed
no,
since March.
Which is weird.
It is
so weird.
So but when people, if people ever come back.
If, yes, if and when.
Because they could, I could see people working from home forever.
Yep.
If people came back, it's going to freak me out. I'm going to need a whole another 2 months to transition back to people in the office. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm so comfortable not seeing people.
There was some sales people in here on Friday. They
Weirds
were doing
me out.
They were doing some sort of gift card
yeah.
exchange
and you're like,
thing.
Get the hell
I was
out
like,
of our space, right?
What are you doing in here? This is our place. Get out of here.
What do you think? You work here?
Get out of here. So,
so funny.
We're doing holiday helpers virtually this year. If you go to 1037kissfm.com, you can make a virtual donation. We'll turn it into physical gifts with toys for tots.
Yes.
And give it to families right here in Wisconsin that need it.
I want to know about the Grubhub.
So this year, Grubhub, comfort foods were the biggest thing that people were ordering. Things like the spicy chicken sandwich was the number one thing ordered. A spicy
Random.
Chicken sandwich, right?
Okay.
Followed by a chicken burrito bowl, chicken wings. Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chilling out with my homies. Waffle fries, cold brew coffee was up there, steak quesadillas, iced lattes, fish and chips.
Wait, people are having lattes delivered?
Yeah, the iced ones.
Stop it.
I wouldn't want that though, because I would feel like the ice would melt and it'd get all watered down by the time it got to me.
I would go out and drive to a coffee
right.
shop and go through the drive-thru before I would order someone to bring
brew.
Me a coffee, unless I'm at work.
Or strawberry shake. People were ordering shakes, milkshakes to have delivered from Grubhub. Shakes. The number one thing delivered in Wisconsin was an Italian beef sandwich in true Wisconsin style.
Oh, you after my own heart, Wisconsinites.
That's right. And if you're wondering what the biggest order placed nationwide on Grubhub, it was one
it.
Order for 300 bean burritos.
For who?
300 bean
for
burritos.
Who?
They didn't say who. They did not disclose who. Probably
of course
some...
not. They don't want anyone to know there's 300 people in one spot. Is it like a work?
I
a
don't
factory?
Know. I don't know. I have so many questions, too. The second most ordered thing, 250 tacos. Could you imagine being the Grubhub driver? And then seeing an order come through for 300 bean burritos.
I would
being
take like four and they would never know.
They wouldn't. They'd be unless like, they counted them.
You only gave us 246 burritos.
How do you know Daryl didn't eat those? Daryl from accounting. He may have eaten six of them.
He totally ate them.
Right. So grub on. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day. Here's the weekend.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So this is kind of cool. The cast of Friends has a limited edition Friends apparel line for COVID relief. So if you're a big Friends fan, this is a great Christmas gift, too, for a friend.
Nice.
So you have someone that likes Friends, they've got this limited edition Friends apparel line. So and just the fact that it benefits COVID's even better. So Matthew Perry posted a picture of one of the shirts with his fiance wearing it, which, by the way, we forget how old these Friends stars are. He's 51. Yeah. 51, and his fiance is 29. Just throwing that out there for weirdo, for crazy. But anyway, so yeah, 20. I can't imagine being 29 marrying a 50-year-old. And forget about him.
No.
I'm thinking about being a 29-year-old girl.
Right.
And going 50.
50.
When you're 29, 50's like, whoosh. Anyway, it's Matthew Perry. Fine. So they're engaged. And
so it's like a whole apparel line, I guess, of Friends stuff?
Friends apparel
Friends
line.
Merch.
And it was the shirt that she was wearing said, quote, "Could this be any more of a t-shirt?"
There
must
you go.
Be a line from
it's the, a line from Friends, yeah.
So they all must have famous lines. So you can go order it and whatever, but people lost their minds.
I hope they have pivot pajamas. Pivot pajamas.
They might. You could go
maybe
look at
do.
The line. It's Friends apparel lines.
That's cool.
Limited edition. So, but he posted it, obviously, to promote the line. But it benefits COVID, so that's nice. And now Matthew Perry's girlfriend has a Friend shirt on. People lost their minds.
Very
fiance.
Nice. I can't believe this happened to me by a grown-ass man in a Costco over the weekend.
Yeah, but then you said it was your fault, so what happened?
I don't
happened?
Know. Well, I need to know if it was my fault.
Okay.
Because I it may have been, but it may not have been also.
Let's discuss.
And I think that the mask thing really screwed us here in this situation.
Oh.
So here's what happened, right? Picture this.
Okay.
It's Saturday.
Yeah. Is this like when you weren't sure if he liked you or not because of the mask?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not
the
like
same
that at all. Because I know
single
this.
Women have.
I know this guy did not like me at all. At least I don't like him now. And I'm furious at him.
What happened?
So Costco was slammed on Saturday. Slammed.
Of course.
It was like a zoo in there.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I don't know if it's St. Nick's Day or just people are out on a Saturday, but whatever. So
you're just busy.
All I needed was some paper towels. We needed a thing of paper towels because we were literally out of them.
Okay.
So I grabbed some paper towels, and I needed a little space heater for my garage because I'm trying to fix my refrigerator. Mm. That's another story for another day.
Oh, okay. The one I gave you?
No, that one broke.
Oh, I forgot. You probably told me that, and I've moved on with my life.
That
anyway,
one's broke.
Side note, moving on.
So I go.
When I got divorced, I gave Riggs the fridge in my garage, and he put it in his garage, but it was a piece of crap.
Yeah,
side
broke.
Note, moving on.
So I grab the space heater, and then I run. I don't even have a cart because I'm going in and out on that quick, right?
At Costco, no cart. Now that's ballsy.
Yeah, because I was like, I literally need these two things, so I'm holding in one arm. I got a space heater.
You trying to carry this giant thing of toilet or paper towels.
And then in the other hand, I got my paper towels, this big thing of paper towels. So I got them double fisting two things that I came to Costco for, right?
Yeah.
And in Costco, there's like, they have to file a line because they space out the checkout lines.
Yeah.
So they have all the different registers, and then the line to actually check out is spaced out.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a part where the line actually goes through the merchandise. So there's a place where you would have to cross through the line. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were shopping and not going through the line, you would need to cross through the actual
I've
line.
I've had to do this so many times at the store when they're backed up.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm not butting. I'm just walking through.
So I'm standing there in line with my space heater on my right hand, my 30 freaking paper towels in my left hand, just holding them. No cart standing there. And this guy comes up in front of me. And I think he needs to cross and go to the other side of the store. So he needs to cut through the line just to go shop in the other place. And I'm right up by the register. Right up by the register. I've been waiting, just holding these things in my arms.
Did he get in front of you? Did he get in front of you?
He gestures to
hell!
Me. He gestures to me, and I go, oh, if you need to go through, I go, and I motion to him just to kind of go through, because I think that's what he needs to do.
He thought you meant get in
line. He thinks I mean get in line in front of me. And there's people behind me in the line.
Oh, you're
so
a jerk
he gets
now.
In front of me and moves up and just like nothing. Acknowledge it or anything. Doesn't look and go sorry or thank you or anything. He just goes in line and moves forward about his life. And I was like, No, buddy, no. Get to the end of the line. Plus, I'm holding two things in my arms, you ass. Two things. Like, I don't even have a cart. I don't even have a cart.
And he, what did he have? A ton of stuff or something?
A whole thing. A whole cart full of stuff. He's got a rotisserie chicken. He's got like a basketball net. He's got all sorts of stuff in there.
This guy never learned how to read the room.
No.
And read the room means look at the long line. You don't butt everyone. You walk through.
So he was in the wrong 100%. This is nothing I did.
But he was totally, even if you said go ahead, he should have seen the people behind you and went, I'm good. But it was clearly miscommunication. I'll give him that. However, that being said, he should have had something inside of him to go, something's off here. He didn't tell me to go in front of him.
Oh, he had something inside of him. And that was evil. Evil, Allie. Evil.
But that being said, Riggs, I have said to people, I'm in line. So
right.
I get it that you had already had that interaction. So if you said then, I'm in line here, he might have been like, oh, and then he probably would have said sorry and left.
Yeah.
You should have said something just to benefit the people behind you.
I should have, but he had gone in so quick, and he was already, voom, up to another line.
This is the classic problem in society with people stuff, is that you're trying to do the right thing, and you're trying to be polite and not cause a problem, and then you got some dum-dum who doesn't know how the social skills of the world work.
No. No, not at all.
And you don't just get in line.
So it's adults behaving badly, like children.
Kind of,
I feel it was very childish to do that. To just assume that you could go and cut in front of me and everybody else in the line.
Entitled's a good word.
With your big cart full of stuff,
yeah.
Mr. Entitlement, mm-hmm. with your three rotisserie chickens and your basketball hoop.
You know, it's funny, Briggs, that you said this.
All
because
this stuff.
I actually
so
think
stuff.
The 6 feet apart, which we need to do, we know now, is actually screwing us in stores because of just what you said. Because you don't know how many times I have stood back the 6 feet and people do have to cross through mm-hmm. in grocery stores. And I'm like, they better know I'm in line.
Yeah.
They better know I'm in line. I'm on the X, but do they know I'm in line?
I'm going to have to making myself much more vocal about the fact that I'm standing in line. But I shouldn't, though.
But no, that's what I'm saying. We're doing the right thing, but it's actually causing problems because we're so far apart, people don't know who's in line, right?
I know.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, this guy knew damn well that I was in line. I feel like he knew I was in line.
He knew you were in line.
He absolutely knew what he was doing.
But
so,
I do think you should have said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean go in front of me.
Right.
But my point was you're now faced to have a confrontation. That's what I was trying to get at. I always lose my train of thought. I'm old. Let me deal.
Yeah.
You would have had to have a confrontation with someone just minding your own business because of their behavior, which sucks.
And I'm not going to go tattle on him like a child. I'll be like, guy cut in front of me. He cut in front of me.
You don't have to tattle on him. You just scream really loud. Hey, everybody.
That guy's cutting. I actually turned to the guy behind me and he just shook his head. He went, whatever, man. Just let him go.
Oh, because he didn't know what. Nobody wanted to fight. Yeah.
Nobody wanted to fight.
Nobody wanted a confrontation that the guy was causing.
It's ridiculous. No cuts, no butts, or I'll kick you in the nuts. That's what I always say. That's my slogan for life.
That's actually funny.
No
that
cuts,
again.
No butts, or I'll kick you in the nuts.
Don't you dare say that to my kids.
I would never threaten.
They're never going to stop. No, they're never going to stop saying it. I don't care if you threaten them.
Okay, I can't wait to FaceTime with your kids again then.
I don't want that.
No cuts, no butts, or I'll kick you in the nuts.
They will never stop saying that if you teach them that. I swear, Riggs, don't you dare.
Okay. 103.7, Kiss FM. Good morning, it's Riggs and Allie. You can always get our show on demand with the radio.com app. Or on 1037kissfm.com. Because your phone is now your radio. Your phone can do so many things.
That's just cool.
It's all your time.
You can watch Netflix on your phone. You can listen to the radio on your phone. Somebody wrote on my wall, my Facebook wall, I can't listen to you anymore because I work from home. I go, turn on your phone and get the app. And they go, oh my goodness, okay.
Yeah, I have one of those smart speakers. I don't know how to tell your smart speaker to play 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee. It'll do it. It'll do it.
If you have an Alexa or whatever, but I just attach my phone to my Bluetooth and I play Kiss FM on the app and I jam.
A lot of people don't know. Yes. Radio. The app is radio.com. Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
I learned that I'm not alone in the whole St. Nick debacle, meaning that you never heard of it either till you moved here.
Nope, not at all.
We had never heard of St. Nick's Day until both of us respectively lived in different states.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of St. Nick's Day.
Uh-uh.
I sure have heard of it now, and now my kids want to know why the hell they don't have a gift. I'm like, not my problem.
And you can't hide it because other kids do Saint Nick's Day.
Exactly.
So then they get the jealousy. They're like, well, my friend Brandon got it. All right, fine. Now Saint Nick's coming for you too.
Brandon can suck it, okay?
Yes, he can.
And Brandon's mom and dad can suck it too.
Yeah. I learned something this morning. I think we all did. There's something. There's a phrase for how we decorate our Christmas tree when you wrap the lights around. It's called the coil method.
Oh, yeah.
Which is how most people decorate, how normal non-psychopaths decorate their Christmas
like
trees.
Basically meaning you go horizontal.
Yes.
Instead of vertical.
But this woman on TikTok
she
is going
up
viral.
And down?
She says it's called a zigzag method. It
up
saves
and
time.
Down?
She goes from the bottom to the top. I'm like, no.
The thing is, I looked at the tree that you posted it on the Kiss FM Insta, and
yeah.
I assume Facebook. I thought that her tree looked good, but I thought it looked like everyone else's tree. I don't get
yeah.
why it looked better because she did the lights up and down.
I don't know.
It.
Maybe in a corporate setting or maybe in like a commercial setting where you're
maybe
doing a whole bunch of trees.
Same.
Where you're doing a whole bunch of trees, maybe, but I don't know. That looks fine.
Aye, aye, aye.
You can see that video. It's up at our Instagram story, like Allie said. 1037 Kiss FM on Instagram, all right?
Perfect.
You enjoy the rest of your day. We will talk to you in the
yes.
morning. You're going to hang out and play some music for a while, right?
I'll be here till noon, everyone.
Perfect. It's Kiss FM. We're commercial free.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!